This is 89.1 WEMU, and a good Thursday to you. I'm David Fair, and on the other end of the WEMU phone line is the Executive Director of the Michigan Theater Foundation, Russ Collins, my co-host for Cinema Chat. And it's good to be with you, Russ.
Yeah, good to be with you, and it was good to be with Michael last week.
Yeah, did you guys have fun?
We did have fun, and we talked a little bit about Godzilla vs. Kong, which actually opened yesterday, and it's opening at the multiplexes. We're not playing it at the Michigan and the state, but Michael is a fan of Godzilla, not as much for Kong, and this movie goes a little sideways in that Kong becomes the dominant monster in this particular film, but the critical consensus is that it is what it is. It's a special effects spectacle, a little short on how the drama plays out, and just slugs it out, but in a rather spectacular production way.
From a purely cinematic perspective, I'm sure it looks better than the Godzilla and King Kong that you and I grew up with.
Yeah, watching it on black and white on TV with a stop motion
right.
Animation. Yeah, digital animation is much, much better. So anyway, but that's playing at the multiplexes, and that's the big, big film for this week. It's distributed by Paramount, and it's being simultaneously shown at theaters and on HBO Max. So anyway, that's a new trend, which it's going to be interesting to see what happens in 2022, in a sense, which is quite a ways off. And I wish I could tell you that Godzilla vs. Kong was an April Fool's joke, but it's not. It's a real movie.
That's right. It is April Fool's Day. Appropriate you get to talk to me.
You're my favorite April Fool. I'm just kidding. The film that we're excited about, there's two that we're opening up this week at the state and the Michigan. French Exit, which is a well-reviewed film that stars Michelle Pfeiffer. She is someone who has a son, played by Lucas Hedges, that has lived a very, very privileged life. She was married. Her husband died 12 years previously. She's 60 years old. And she's lived off of her husband's inheritance. However, that inheritance has now dried up, and so she's trying to find a new role in life. This film has gotten great reviews, especially from Michelle Pfeiffer's performance. Here's a review. It says, Pfeiffer delivers a sly, elegant performance as Francis, which is the name of the character, which provides the chief pleasure of the film. And it's directed by Azazel Jacobs. Again, it's gotten great, great reviews, especially for Michelle Pfeiffer's performance. It also stars a cat, which may or may not embody the spirit of her late husband.
It's so, all about perception.
That's right. It's certainly not Kong.
But you know what? I think it's great we're starting to see more feature roles for women who are a little bit older. You know, Hollywood tends to skew younger, and we're starting to see a lot more films providing those kinds of opportunities.
Absolutely. And this is kind of a world-weary performance by a really terrific actress who I almost killed by accident one day.
Well, you can't cut that story short.
Well, I was at a conference in New York and was at a meeting at Village Tavern on the Green, which is in Central Park in New York. I was coming around one corner. She was coming over around another corner, and I almost ran her over. She's a little tiny thing, so, and I'm not so tiny myself. So anyway, that was my one very brief encounter with Michelle Pfeiffer many years ago.
And obviously it was memorable.
It was memorable, more for me than her, I'm sure. Every year we've done the Oscar-nominated short films, and this week we open the Oscar-nominated animated short films, which are always outstanding. So you can see the five nominated Academy Award short animated films. There are three from the United States, one from France, and one from Iceland, which has an amazing film culture for a little tiny country that has a population of about 500,000 total population.
Wow.
And they do some really interesting film work. In addition to the five films that are nominated, there's another three animated short films that, again, are always excellent. They're on the short list. They're the best on the short list that don't get nominated. So there's a film called Burrow, which is 6 minutes long, from the United States. Genius Loci, which is from France, and that's a 16-minute animated film. Opera, which is a U.S. animated film, 9 minutes long. If Anything Happens, I Love You, which is a USA film, for 12 minutes. And Yes, People, which is an 8-minute film. And then Kapamahu is a film that didn't get nominated but was on the short list and is part of this program. The Snail and the Whale, which is a UK-German film, and To Gerard, which is another U.S. animation. So USA leads the nomination and featured pack, and those films are always great.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with Russ Collins and Virtual Movie Trivia.
Tonight we have, or tomorrow night, we have Virtual Movie Trivia, which happens on every Friday night. Nick Alderink, who's our program guy, is the MC of this. He puts the questions together. He's been doing it now since about midway through the pandemic shutdown, and it's become very, very popular. It takes place at 7 o'clock. You can get to it on the Michigan Theater website. It's free for members, so go check that out, and it's a nominal charge for each team that plays. So and next week, we're going to do a special animated version. This week, it's just your regular movie trivia, so go check it out. That'll be a lot of fun. On the 23rd, there's a special Academy Award trivia session.
So, all right, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it's always good. Last week, we opened up a film, 6 Minutes to Midnight, which has a really great cast. Judi Dench, James Darcy, Jim Broadbent, and Eddie Izzard. Eddie Izzard is actually the featured player. He's a teacher in a boarding school in 1939, and Judi Dench is the head of the school. Come to find out, the school is educating the daughters of the leaders of the Nazi Party in Germany. Eddie Izzard's character becomes a little provoked about this and starts to make some noise about it, and some difficult things happen to his character. But again, great, great acting in a very dramatic period of time, 1939 in Europe. The Courier is a film that we have been playing with Rachel Brosnahan and Benedict Cumberbatch. And then we've got the Academy Award-nominated films that we're currently playing. The Father, Nomadland, which is not to be missed. It's the front-runner for the Best Picture, directed by Chloe Zhao, who is also the front-runner for Best Director. So there's a lot to recommend, Nomadland, especially Frances McDormand's performance. So we've got two really excellent actresses in excellent roles this week, with Michelle Pfeiffer in French Exit and Frances McDormand in Nomadland. And then Minari, which is the most popular film we've played so far in this second half of the, as we get into the second quarter of this particular fiscal year. It's been quite popular. It's an American film, but it's about a Korean family that settles in Arkansas, and folks have really been turning out for it, so that's great.
Yeah,
we've got the other Oscar nominated shorts coming up in the weeks to come, so go check that out. We've also got a free Creature, Ann Arbor Creature feature of
Ann Arbor Creature feature.
Yeah, so people have sent in videos of their pets, and it's very short and a lot of fun. Last week, this week on Monday, we had a bunch of local chefs, and they're female local chefs, talking about their work, and then also a film called Her Name is Chef, about female chef. Chef is a male-dominated aspect of the food service industry.
That's changing, though.
Yeah, it's totally changing. And the four women that were interviewed did a great, great job, led by Sarah Escalante, our program director. So lots of good stuff. We've got a wonderful Korean Cinema Now series, which is put together with the NAM Center for Korean Studies, and you can get that online. So lots to check out online and in person at the State of Michigan Theater. We're open on weekends.
Well, Russ, I will look forward to our conversation next week, and I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this week for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair.
Ta-ta from the State and Mass, State and Michigan Theater. See you at the movies.